ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 24th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड वर्शिपिंग गोवर्धन हिल श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की कथताम मे पिता कोयम संभ्रमो व उपागतः किं फलम कस्य व उद्देश्यः केन वा साध्यते मखः I think I will only repeat. कथताम् मे पितः कोऽयम् संभ्रमो व उपागतः किम् फलम् कस्य वोद्देशा केन वा साध्यते मखः कथताम् मे पितः कोऽयम् संभ्रमो व उपागतः किम् फलम् कस्य वोद्देशः केन वा साध्यते मखः कथ्यताम् Let it be explained. Me to me. Pitaha, my dear father. Kaha, what? Ayam, this. Sambramaha, flurry of activity. Vaha, upon you. Upagataha, come. Kim, what? Phalam, the consequence. Kasya, for those, for whose. Va, and. Uddeshaha, sake. Kena, by what means? Va, and. Sadhyate is to be accomplished. Makaha, the sacrifice. The translation as follows. Lord Krishna said, My dear father, kindly explain to me what this great endeavor of yours is all about. What is it meant to accomplish? If this is a ritual sacrifice, then for whose satisfaction is it intended and by what means is it going to be executed? There is no purport, so we'll go to next verse. Etad bruhi mahan kamo mayam shushrushave pitaha nahi gopyam hi sadunam krityam sarvatmanamiha astyasvaparadrishtinam amruto dashta vidvisham Translation. Please, Krishna is continuing. Please tell me about it, O Father. I have great desire to know and I am ready to hear in good faith. Certainly no secrets are to be kept by saintly personalities who see all others as equal to themselves, who have no conceptions of mine and others, and who do not consider who is a friend, who is an enemy, and who is neutral. Purport. Lord Krishna's father might have thought that his son was a mere child and thus could not properly question the validity of a Vedic sacrifice. But the Lord's clever statements here would certainly have convinced Nanda Maharaj that Sri Krishna was making a serious, not a whimsical inquiry, and that a serious answer has to be thus given. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very beautiful chapter beginning here. Worshipping of Govardhan Hill. We had done drama of worshipping Govardhan Hill many, many years back. And I think the happiest drama with all varieties of happiness was there in that drama. So you can imagine the drama was performed and there was so much happiness in the drama itself. What would have been the real experience of the Brajvasis when they held this festival? And Sri Giriraj Govardhan is one of the important personalities in the pastimes of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and also in Bhauma Vrindavan. In short, how he appeared was that after Goloka Vrindavan was created by Sri Krishna's very personal body, Srimati Radharani also was created and all the gopis, all the variety of items in Goloka was created, including Jamuna Devi. So Radharani said that, I want to have a place which is very suitable for experiencing intensely the mellow of Rasa Leela, and that I want at the bank of Jamuna behind the Nikunja grove. As soon as she said that, from the chest of Krishna appeared one dense, unlimitedly dense effulgence as a sprout. A sprout which is unlimitedly dense and effulgent. And that fell down on the ground, the bank of Jamuna. And it started growing immediately in front of the eyes of everybody. And it grew to the size of 100 crores of yojanas. That is 800 crore miles long. And 50 crores yojanas tall in the sky. One yojana is 8 kilometers. And 100,000 yojanas in spread, that means in width. And even after coming to this size, to the amazement of everybody who was watching, still it kept growing. And everybody was scared by that time. So Krishna chastised and stopped the growth of Govardhan. So Govardhan stopped. Then he appeared as the son of Drona on earth. And it's a long story, Pulastya Muni brought him to Vrindavan. But still, one of the reasons why Pulastya Muni cursed him to reduce, because there was danger of growing of Govardhan like he grew in Goloka Vrindavan. To stop that with proactive action, he was cursed to reduce by mustard seed size every single day, so that he would not cover the whole earth as a lid of a pot. He would have covered the earth in such a way that earth would have been totally suffocated. So this is how Govardhan appeared in Sri Goloka Vrindavan. And I thought that we should glorify Govardhan today, because Govardhan's full chapter is going to be described very in this month. Sri Giriraj, as I explained to you, appeared from the very divine chest of Lord Krishna. Krishna made him his crown, his umbrella, and thus honored him. All of us know the story that Lord Ramchandra was building a setu and it had gap. So they were all desperate. There was time limit. Sita Devi had given time limit. And Hanumanji was searching for one wholesome mountain, so it in one shot only it will be finished, rather than bringing many mountain peaks from many places. So he saw Govardhan, and Govardhan was picked up. The announcement came, Setu was completed, so it had to be kept down. He had to be kept down, and Giriraj was very, very, very sad in the heart, having lost the opportunity after 2 yugas of waiting, from Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, at the end of Treta Yuga. So Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra heard the news from Hanumanji about the great expressions of divine feelings of separation and desire to serve. So Lord Ramchandra explained that, I will come next time as Sri Krishna and fulfill his desire by performing my intimate pastimes in and around him, and I will hold him on my head for 7 days and 7 nights as umbrella and a crown for me. So Brajvasi punch in this local traditional punch is that There was 7 crores of gap in Ram Setu. So Krishna, it could have been filled up by Govardhan itself, but that was filled up by something else. So Krishna lifted him for 7 days and 7 nights by keeping him above his head, giving him higher position, and that thus honored him. Then the glory of Govardhan is that Indra is very powerful. Everybody knows how much strength and power he has. But still Krishna condemned Indra Yaga, the worship of Indra, and convinced everybody to worship Govardhan Hill. That is the greatness of Govardhan. It is explained that Krishna's pastimes performed at Govardhan with the cowherd boys, with the cowherd girls, with the cows, cannot even be described by 4-mouthed Brahmaji. Chaturmukhi Brahma also cannot enough describe the glories of Krishna's pastimes performed in and around Govardhan. Who can describe the glories of Govardhan, in whose body Mahapapanashini Manasi Ganga, Sri Govinda Kunda, Radha Kund and Sham Kund, Lalita Kund and Kusum Sarovar are residing? Because each and every holy place which is mentioned, and many more are there, are individually capable of delivering one from all the bondages of material life and capable of giving Krishna prem to each and every living entity who approach them even by darshan. There is one Shila called Mukut Shila, which Krishna's Mukut had touched to that Shila. Who can describe the glory of that Shila, which is bedecked with the imprint of Krishna's Mukuta? Sri Krishna painted in his childhood pastimes many Shilas with various pictures, various paintings. Those Shilas are known as Chitra Shila. Now it's appropriate to tell you at this time that we are going to go to Govardhan and stay for 4 days there. Do not forget to go to a place in front of, just little ahead of Maheshwari Bhavan. And there is one great samadhi of one great Brajvasi Maharaj, Gaya Prasad Ji Maharaj. Where the samadhi is there, there are stocks of variety of maybe hundreds of Shilas, which have paintings of various pastimes of Krishna, painted by Krishna himself. Please go and witness yourself. You will see Radha Krishna performing pastime, playing. You will see Mahabharata also painted on many Shilas. You will see peacocks. You will see Krishna, Radharani facing one another. Beautiful Shilas. Those are called as Chitra Shilas. There is one Shila there near Chandra Sarovar. It's called as Vadini Shila in Sanskrit terms. Local terms called Bajani Shila. It is explained that Krishna used to play on that Shila while having fun with cowherd boys. And later on, Indra played on that Shila when Krishna was performing springtime Raslila, Vasanti Raslila. So it is there today also in the Goshala of the Chandra Sarovar area. It is explained, one who rolls, this is Krishna himself has given benediction, one who rolls in the dust of Govardhan, he will enter Vaikuntha. One time Krishna broke all the pots of cowherd girls, of all the wonderful milk and yogurt and buttermilk and everything. And he jumped up on the trees and picked up trees of Kadamba and Palasha trees and made cups of them. And in that cup they had all this wonderful materials which were broken down on the pots. Krishna served everybody. Looking at Krishna making the leaves into cups, there onwards the leaves, the trees of Kadamba and Palash started making cups on the tree itself. And that place where Krishna actually first time fed all the cowherd boys the milk and butter and yogurt in the leaf cups, that place is called Dronatirtha. And this Dronatirtha gave rise to many trees which started actually making leaf cups on the tree itself. Even we have seen at Dohani Kunda, at Govardhan, at many places in Ter Kadamba, Kadamba is giving like 2 leaf cups in the form of tree and on the tree itself. There is one beautiful Shila in Govardhan, in Jatipura, where Radharani had one time had done her Shringar before entering in Raslila. So that place then became famous as Shringara Mandala. And from this very Shringara Mandala, which is now in the cave, was in the cave, in the middle of the cave, Srinathji appeared after 4,800 years. So where now we hear the story of Madhavendra Puri, He got a dream. So that is the place where Krishna Radharani had done her Shringar. So it's called Shringar Mandal Tirtha. And Srinathji appeared from that Shila in the same form in which he lifted Govardhan mountain. So then the same Tadrupam, the same form he appeared from the middle of the Shila. And it is explained in the scriptures that his desire to perform pastimes around Govardhan was not fully satisfied. So he came again in Kali Yuga after 4,800 years of Kali Yuga as Srinathji. And in the Srinathji pastimes, he half time remained as a DT and performed pastimes. Half time he came out of DT and became a coward boy and performed pastimes. It is explained that we have four Nathas, Jagannath, Ranganath, Dwarkanath and Badrinath. And there are four dhams and we are supposed to perform four dham yatra. But it is explained that Govardhan Nath, Sri Krishna, is in between the four Nathas. And if you do four Nath darshans, there is Char Dham Yatra and Char Darshans, and don't take Govardhan Nath Darshan, it is said all your four Dham Yatra is futile. And if you go to Govardhan and take Govardhan Nath Darshan, Srinathji Darshan, then you don't have to go to Char Dham. That is the glory of Sri Govardhan Nath. Is all the darshans of the four Nathas are accomplished by taking darshan of Srinathji. And today Srinathji is in Udaipur, of course. He appeared in Govardhan. Viriraj Govardhan is filled with many, many places where there are footprints and handprints of Krishna. Sri Krishna himself describes in the Garga Sanhita that whoever witnesses my handprints and footprints, Narad Muni is explaining to Bahulashva, whoever is taking darshan of Krishna's handprints and footprints in Govardhan and in Braj will straight enter in Golok Vrindavan at the end of this life. So whenever we take yatras, we should make sure that devotees take darshan of footprints and handprints of Krishna. There are many in Kamyavan, many in Nandagaon, many in Govardhan. And these footprints are Krishna's unlimited mercy upon us that he has left behind so that conditioned souls can get delivered straight from their miserable condition into blissful condition in Golok Vrindavan. Then Sri Krishna himself gave benediction while convincing his father, that is our today's discussion, that whoever will eat prasadam of, food offered to Govardhan, that is Govardhan Prasad, will take birth in Vraja. He will have no old age, he will have very peaceful mind and he will have very beautiful body. All those who do that. So performing Govardhan Puja in Govardhan itself, offering cooking in Govardhan itself, offering to Govardhan on Govardhan itself and having the Mahaprasadam in Govardhan itself is a great activity which unbelievable benedictions are there in that. It's not just a mechanical activity. It done with heart and devotion and love, it can straight give you entrance in Braj. Not necessarily earthly Braj, in Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna also given benediction. Those who worship Govardhan and perform this Govardhan Leela festival, Govardhan Puja festival, will yield great wealth. Of course that is spiritual, but also physical. Will yield great beauty and will develop affection from all people around him. Whoever is around him in connection with him, they will feel great affection for the person who participates in Govardhan Puja festival. So today's scenario is like this, that Krishna is about 7 years old. He has lived in Brajbhumi for those many years. And every year this puja was being performed. It's not that it's the first time only it was performed and first time only he stopped it. All these years, every year Nanda Maharaj is performing this festival of Indra Yaga. Considering Indra to be a great benefactor, bestowing his rains and sustaining Sri Vrindavan and cows. So why this time only Krishna is questioning? Because Krishna is a very multifarious personality. He has all the memory of all his past incarnations and all the past promises that he has given to so many people in the past incarnations, including Matsyavatar. In Matsyavatar, when he appeared in the ocean as a huge fish, so many Samudra Kanyas, beautiful ladies in the ocean, they got attracted to him. And they wanted to enter into Ras Lila, enter into conjugal relationship with him. And he had promised them, don't worry, when I come as Krishna, I will make you gopis and give you entrance in Ras Lila. So there are many promises he had made. And This time, he is also remembering that his devotee Indra, who is bedecked with lots of power, is now thinking that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jiva Goswami explains that Indra was thinking, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everybody on earth should worship me, so that they can get purified, and so that they can develop affection for me, and come back to me. So, you know, so many acharyas have explained that when anybody, especially a devotee, develops pride in the heart, Krishna just gets very upset actually, because this is one thing Krishna doesn't like, that is pride. And he doesn't, of course pride takes us so much away from Krishna, but Krishna doesn't say, okay, he is proud now, let him go away from my association. That is one thing, a physical situation, but Krishna doesn't leave them as they are, or wherever they are. He does some solution, some action, so that they can be freed from their pride. That is Krishna. So Krishna is a true well-wisher and thinking of true welfare of his devotees. So this time when Krishna is inquiring about from his father, what is going on, father? Why is everybody so busy? So many is well-dressed, so many people are bringing ingredients and arranging everything, and there's so much commotion here. Can you tell me what is happening here? Is it a sacrifice? Who is performing the sacrifice? For whom it is being performed? What is the conclusion? What is the yield? What are we expecting from this sacrifice? All these questions are being asked by Krishna, because Krishna's mind is full of mercy, thinking of saving his devotee Indra. And when he performs some activity to save some devotee, it's not just mere activity, it is a pastime. And in one pastime, he accomplishes so many goals and becomes so beautiful that even one who is corrected becomes blissful in the end. It's very painful, because when pride is corrected by Krishna, it becomes very painful affair for the person who has to undergo that correction. But even then, Krishna, the way he does it, the way he accomplishes so many targets along with that, the person also is getting corrected, it becomes very blissful. So in the end, Indra became a little blissful. He was crying and crying, but in the end he became blissful. Now this pastime of Krishna, for whom the mercy is intended? First is mercy on Indra, as I explained, a used Leela was performed. Second mercy was on Brijavasis, because in Vrindavan, if you study Krishna Leela, you will find most of the times Krishna is performing pastimes of one Leela, one rasa. Either he will be with mother, father and enjoying Vatsalya ras from them, or he is in the night with gopis and experiencing conjugal ras from them. Or in the daytime he is herding cows and he is experiencing Sakhya ras from them. Sometimes Sakhya ras and Shantaras together, because even the trees and the land of Brajbhumi, even the peacocks and the monkeys and the birds are reacting with him simultaneously. He is exchanging glances with cowherd boys and exchanging sounds with the birds. But never there was a time where all the five rasas were experienced by Krishna with all the devotees of five rasas together in one pastime under one roof. So Krishna was meditating on, planning on a beautiful pastime where all kinds of devotees will come together. In fact, all Brajbhumi will come together, and he will have a wonderful mixture of all kinds of rasa exchanges in one pastime, which will last for 7 days and 7 nights. Actually, it could have lasted for 700 nights and 700 days, or unlimited days and unlimited nights. But somehow, Krishna made it 7 days and 7 nights. So that is another mercy that Krishna was meditating on. Third was mercy on Govardhan himself, because Govardhan, you know how many years, two full yugas he was waiting. And one yuga he lost his opportunity. And now the third yuga, at the end of the third yuga, Krishna is coming and performing pastimes. So he wanted to reciprocate with Govardhan in a very, very, very special way. What Krishna did with Govardhan was, Govardhan was tormented with such kind of rains which are meant for devastation. It's not like heavy rains. You can't say it's heavy rains. It is some rains, some kind of rains which are only sent for destruction of the creation. And the ultimate pain, sometimes it is said, 100 kilometers on earth, water is filled up. Water under earth is submerged with a radius of 100 kilometers of water all around. Thus the mini-prelay takes place. And then all living entities get destroyed and again Srishti starts when one day of Brahma ends, one night Brahma ends and he begins in the beginning of his day, new creation. When that is not Mahapralaya. You can imagine such kind of pain and such rains were thrown on Govardhan and Govardhan definitely must have been suffering so much. But it explained that, there's so much description is there that Govardhan, all the tigers and elephants in the caves of Govardhan ran away. But they had no place to run away because everywhere there was rains. So there were so much of noise of crying out of these wild animals in fear. And Govardhan was himself experiencing so much of pain because of Musaldhar Varsha. But Krishna, in the middle of unlimited misery, so-called misery, made Govardhan ultimately blissful by giving him touch of the tip of his left hand's small finger. He was drawing all his bliss from that touch. At one point, in unlimited body, he had touched his finger, small finger of a seven-year-old boy, at one point, and from that all the transcendental energy was flowing to Govardhan, and Govardhan in the middle of misery was experiencing transcendental bliss. So that mercy on Govardhan. And lastly, mercy on all of us. For all time to come, that we will keep on discussing this wonderful pastime, so we can eternally keep getting purified by hearing and keep hearing, keep learning beautiful lessons from this. So, you can see that Sri Giriraj Govardhan is now in front of Krishna and the sacrifice is being performed. And the discussion starts and then when, as we read in second sloka, the fourth sloka of this verse, chapter, that now Nanda Maharaj is understanding that Krishna is very serious. It is not that he is mere a child. You know, sometimes in Garga Sanhita and other scriptures we explain that Nanda Maharaj goes into the loss of memory of Krishna being Supreme Lord, suddenly remembers what Garga Muni had said, suddenly comes to know ki he, yes, Garga Muni has said he will lift Govardhan and he will do this and he will be, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In previous lifetime he was Ram and Vamana and Narsingha. All this was told to him in the cowshed, in confidence, in secret place. But by the power of Yogmaya in Sri Vrindavan Dham, all the devotees of Krishna, including Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, keep forgetting and keep remembering that he is Supreme Lord. At Krishna's desire, when he wants to enjoy rasa, they forget. At some times they remember. So in between, suddenly when he asks these beautiful questions of befitting a pandita, immediately he understood that now I have to answer very seriously. So it is explained that he kept silent for some time. And then Krishna kept on asking questions to him. Why this and why that? So he said, when Nanda Maharaj immediately said that, actually speaking, Indra is our benefactor. He gives rains to us. By his rains, grass grows. By his grass, all the cows eat. And then we get milk. And then we make products of milk. And then we sell the milk products. And so that's how we sustain. So this is our God, who is actually the root of our success, of sustenance. But Krishna is answering that. First he said, one should not consider this sacrifice is the path of dharma without full consideration. And then he began his full consideration, what he thought full consideration was. He said, first you tell me, is dharma Vedic tradition or is dharma local tradition? Which one are you following? So Nanda Maharaj is also very diplomatic. He says that it is a local custom, no doubt. But since it has been passed down by tradition for many, many generations, it has to be considered as Vedic. So Krishna says, this appears like karma yoga and looks like you already explained to me that Indra is giving rains and rains are giving crops and all these things. So looks like this Indra is a demigod of karma. He is bound by his karma. And nonetheless Krishna says to his father that everybody is bound by his actions and reactions. Nobody can change the destiny of suffering and enjoyment of each personality. So what Indra can do? Indra has to give his reins as his duty. He is one of the demigods. And he is bound by karma to give. Even if you don't perform this Indra Yaga or perform the Indra Yaga, he is bound to give reins. It is not depending upon you doing sacrifice that he will give it. He has to give it anyways. Then he said, dharma gives result to karmas to those who follow the laws of karma. So Indra is simply performing his karma. It is his duty to give reins irrespective of the worship that you are doing. offering to a person who is karma dependent. That means Indra, right? Offering something to a person who is himself karma dependent. Krishna is saying that it is offering a yajna to ashes. Just like offering yajna to ashes. So we are cowards. That is abhira, he says in Sanskrit. We are abhira community. And our duty is to worship that person who is taking care of our cows. And he twisted his argument in such a beautiful way that he told that actually Govardhan, it is not Indra who is protecting our cows. Actually, it is Govardhan who is protecting our cows. Because Govardhan is producing every single situation that is suitable for all the cows to sustain. All of us to sustain. It has given waterfalls, sitting places, caves, jadi booties, diamonds and all the jewels, all beautiful trees, fruits, flowers, crops, everything what you need in a beautiful atmosphere Govardhan is producing. So actually Govardhan is our sustenance. It is not Indra. Cows, so finally he came back to the discussion into 3 points. He said, I conclude that cows are our life. Is there any doubt? No doubt. Cows are our life and soul. This mountain maintains our cows, so this is worshipable for us. And third is Brahmanas are our benefactors. So we should take shelter of these 3 items. Cows, Govardhan and the Brahmanas. And take shelter of them and worship them. Then he continued speaking. That why I am saying all these things? Because inference, that is conclusion. Inference means we discuss something and we conclude. And Shabda, that is knowledge. These 2 things, he says, it's very mysterious how he said this. Then the Acharyas explained that he actually made lots of contradictory statements in the discussion with Indra, with his father. In this statement he says that inference and Shabda are known only through perception. Therefore, perception is chief proof. Then what is he saying ultimately? Whatever you feel is ultimate reality. And that's why I feel that cows are most important and Govardhan is most important, Brahmana is most important. So that becomes the praman for me, the foolproof knowledge. That is why one should go what one heart tells. This is how he told his father. And what do we perceive? We perceive that cows are our life, the mountain is maintaining our cows, and Brahmanas are our benefactors. This is our perception. Therefore, we should follow our perception. He told Karma Mimamsa philosophy, and he told very twisting way, and Nanda Maharaj just kept watching and kept listening. What his voice is telling? But finally, it is also said that Krishna has his Vani is Sammohini, and whenever he speaks anything, it's just mesmerizing. Same power Radharani also has got. When she spoke to Durvasa Muni, when everybody spoke to her that please eat, that dust made of the mud, kheer made out of dust and pots are made out of dust and everything. So Durvasa got very angry. When Radharani said the same thing, and Durvasa Muni ate that dust as kheer and also experienced divine ecstasies while experiencing that kheer by eating. Similarly, when Krishna spoke, not only Nanda Maharaj, all the elderly gopas who were also guide to Nanda Maharaj, they were also bewildered. They were also convincing themselves that what Krishna is telling is true. And what is happening to Indra is, I am Supreme Lord, I am supposed to be worshipped. And this naughty, too much talkative boy is convincing so many elderly, learned gopas who have been worshipping me for years together, generations together. How dare, first of all, this boy speak some such arrogant words? And how dare these elderly, so-called learned men listen to a nonsense person, a small boy, who is too much talkative? At that time he sent Samvartaka. Because they started worshipping. And all that, and plus then Nanda Maharaja saying, okay, we understand what you are saying. We will arrange a separate worship for Govardhan, as per your desire. Because they just couldn't do anything which was not desired by Krishna, or not pleasing to him. So they said, we will arrange a separate, independent worship for Govardhan. But right now we will go on with what we are doing. Krishna saying, no, whatever is best and whatever is best conclusions, as per our perceptions, should be immediately performed without delay. So what I suggest you, that all those preparations that you have done, All these things must be utilized now only in the worship of Govardhan, neglecting the worship of Indra. He was very clear about it. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, fine, what we can do is, we can do half of the things we can use for worshipping Indra, and half of the things we can use worshipping Govardhan. He was trying to still continue worship of Indra, and Krishna was convinced not to have worship of Indra and negate that. So finally, all the arguments presented by Nanda Maharaj was rejected by Krishna. And all the cowherd boys, all the elderly gopas, everybody changed their plan, and all the ingredients and preparations were now ultimately gathered around Govardhan. And Krishna said that everything now should be made into mountains. And that was made into mountains. All Govardhan area was simply filled with food. And then all of you know, that will be discussed in future also, how Krishna became Govardhan himself. And how the cowherd boys became so bewildered. Krishna was in front of them, Krishna was appearing there. They were asking Krishna only, who is this person? So Krishna is saying, he is the mountain. And I was talking to you, mountain, he is the mountain. He is mountain personified. And he spoke to them. And he explained that the mountain was extending his hands to fetch water to gargle. Of course you will hear all the stories, but this is a very beautiful punch, that he was extending his hands and he drew water from many ponds around Govardhan and he gargled and he also spat on all the Brajvasis. It's like a beautiful transcendental rain of mercy on all the Brajvasis that Krishna spat. Then he extended his hands to all the ponds made of yogurt and butter and ghee and drank all of that. They said that there were ghees like waterfalls. Ghee were falling like waterfalls in the preparation. The way Krishna directed them to arrange, this made a situation where all the items were into jharnas and ponds and lakes, and so many things were created of all the offerings only. So many juices and so many cowherd products were there. So Krishna is so merciful that he loves his devotees so much. And you know, when he lifted the Govardhan mountain and everybody came under that, what to speak of a memory of misery. They were miserable just a couple of minutes ago. So much that they were shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, where are you, Krishna? Of course, they never blamed Krishna. You see, because of you, your father was trying to kill you. We were all telling you, he didn't listen to you, listen to us. And look what is happening, because of you all this is happening. They never, it's a great thing to learn, that they never put even one blame or argument to Krishna when they were suffering as a result of Krishna's activities. And on top of that, Krishna tells them that, don't worry, just come behind me. They never question, now where are you taking us? All this is happening because of you. All our cows and all our cows and our calves are getting flown away by the water. Our houses are being flown away by water. Everything is getting destroyed. We are now going to nothingness. Now you are telling us to go behind you. Where you will take us now? They followed him with great faith, without even asking a second question. This is faith. Faith means unconditional. Irrespective of obvious calamity coming forward by following that person, still you keep faith and following. Of course, not with everybody. Only with Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we should remember. And then what he does is, he tells them that, I will lift Govardhan. So all the cowherd boys feel, what is this? You are a small boy. He is so big. How will you lift? Show us something. So then he takes them to one place called Pravishtavan. Pravishtavan is where Chandra Sarovar and Petagaon. Petagaon is actually the place where Pravishtavan is. Where Krishna actually entered the earth in a cave, Pravishta Gufa, and lifted Govardhan. So before that, they were cowherd boys are questioning how you will lift. How you will keep faith that you will lift. So Krishna, he did what, you know, a huge kadamba tree. He lifted, no, not lifted, he, wherever the tree was under, stuck to the ground, there only he twisted the whole tree like we twist the cloth when we wash the tree, wash the cloth. What we do, wash with saris and everything, we twist now to take out the water. So he twisted the whole tree in front of the eyes of all the cowherd boys. And then they said, yes, yes, now you can lift. Even today, in Pravishtavan, the tree is there. That is varnished and kept under glass closet. A beautiful tree, where you can go and witness yourself that this is not a man-made creation. You have to go and witness that to believe that it is actually twisted by a person. That is Krishna. And then Krishna entered the earth and he lifted. And it's like, Acharyas explained that like a child lifts a toy, you know, in playful mood, he lifted. Or a child lifts a bhuchatra. That is what is called? Mushroom. Or an umbrella. A playful umbrella, not a big umbrella. Even a play. Huh? Children have very colorful, small umbrellas. How they lift and they jump around, run around, and it's like nothing, nothingness for them. Like that Krishna lifted. And all the coward boys and coward men were so surprised. And then Krishna said, come in, come in. And they all came in. And who all came in? The peacock came in, the monkeys came in, the cows came in, the birds came in, every living entity came in. All the coward boys, all the younger coward boys, or the equal coward boys, all the elderly coward boys, the coward men, Nanda Maharaj, his contemporary coward men, Yashoda Mai, her contemporary elderly Vatsalya gopis, and the conjugal mood gopis, variety of gopis, everybody entered. And then began the beautiful panorama of variety of mixture of rasas. And Krishna was lifting Govardhan by his left hand. So what he was doing? Indra's greatest power he was defeating by his weakest part of his body. What is weakest part of the body actually, all of us should understand, is his left finger. Left small finger. He is supposed to be the weakest part of the whole body. And by the tip of that weakest part of his personality, he defeated the highest power of Indra, the maximum power Indra used with full capacity. That was very easily, playfully defeated by Krishna. So he was lifting Govardhan mountain on his left hand, small finger, and long time had happened. By the time everybody's anxiety was finished, they had forgotten what he had gone through, and they were all looking at him. Many people ask this question, why, how Krishna, how all the coward boys and coward Brajvasis, how they could be there? It is explained that they never asked for any food, never asked for any drink, never asked for any break, never they went to sleep under the mountain. They simply kept on gazing at Krishna. How it is possible? Because Krishna has one quality in 64 qualities. That is Rupa Madhuri. The beauty of his form. And that form, anyway it is beautiful, but here he is standing in Tribhanga form. Here he is holding flute in his hand, by right hand, and playing the flute, and by left hand he is holding Govardhan. That beautiful form of Govardhan, with Krishna playing flute, and beautiful form of Govardhan Dhari, with lifting Govardhan, standing Tribhanga folded form, was so attractive that 7 days and seven nights, everybody was just drinking and drinking and drinking through their eyes the nectar of Krishna's beautiful form. That's why they never got affected by thirst or hunger or the urges of sleep or any other thoughts in their mind. Yashoda Mai was thinking that Krishna is so small, and you know, today morning, it started raining, so he didn't even have his morning makhan mishri. He's fasting today. So now, at least everything is fine. Now, he should take some butter and mishri. So he's requesting Shyam Sundar, Kanhaiya, please have. You have not had anything. So it is explained that she fed him makhan and mishri while this was going on. And then she felt that, oh, such a delicate hand, you know, if you touch it, it's softer than even butter also. And that soft hand is holding such a big mountain. So she said that, oh coward men, at least help him. So all the coward men came running to hold the mountain by their sticks. And they actually thought that they were holding it. And still Mother Yashoda thought, at least change your hand, no? You can change your hand, hold it on right hand. And then she's talking to her friends that, you know, good, I had 100 selected cows. Good, I separated them. Good, I fed them separate. Padma Gandha grass. Good, I trained them separately, and good, I cultivated their milk, and that only I was feeding Krishna regularly. Look at the butter, that is Padma Gandha butter, which I fed him. Because of the strength of that butter, my son is able to lift this mountain. This is what she is explaining her friends. And they are also appreciating, yes, yes, we know how much effort you have done. We know the cows, you have kept them separately from lakhs of cows, and how you have maintained them. And they are feeling proud of that. But coward boys are saying, no, they are not agreeing with that. Huh? So one is Vatsalya's explanation, a discussion, and Krishna is watching, and then the coward boy is saying, no, these elderly ladies don't know the secret of Krishna's strength. Shidama, the leader of all the coward boys, the equal, Sama Vayaska, he is the leader, he was blessed by Narad Muni. He says that every day we wrestle with him without fail when we go to pastures. And we defeat him. But in the process of getting defeated, he has gained so much of strength in his arms. Because of that, he is lifting Govardhan. And when that is being discussed, the gopis are saying, no, they don't know the real reason. They are all on different platform. But the real absolute platform of the understanding of the secret of Krishna's lifting Govardhan is because Radharani is looking at him with sidelong glances, and he is looking at her with sidelong glances. When that connection takes place between two sidelong glances, the energy from Radharani's eyes flow to Krishna's hand. And because of that, he is able to lift Govardhan. And then there was a huge argument between the coward boys and the coward girls, because they wanted to demonstration immediately. How this is happening? And suddenly, Balramji, who is a mixture of all the five rasas, was watching. As soon as they said, gopis said that, and coward boys are arguing, he looked at Krishna, and sure enough, he was looking at Radharani. And sure enough, Radharani was looking at Krishna. And suddenly Krishna looked at him. So immediately he put his eyes down. As a respect to elder brother Balramji Maharaj. So he looked down. So you can see our Srinathji. Srinathji's real drishti is down. And the Brijvasis at the Jatipura Mukharavinda, they said that you have to offer Dandavat to Srinathji. And in Dandavat position, our face is down, our eyes are down. You turn your face and look up. Then you will see his eyes like this. They are not like this, their eyes like this. And you see his eyes, then you receive his mercy. This is what they say. So if you know some Brijvasis and they are sitting there, they will explain to you. Because the eyes are always put on that Shila, not like this. They are put like this, facing down. And that's how you get the... That's why when I remember when Srinathji came here, there was discussion going on between devotees, you know, elderly Gujarati devotees and Radhana Swami and devotees. And they were discussing that Srinathji in this murti is looking straight. We want Srinathji looking down. So then some little alterations were done in the existing deity that he was looking down. So whenever you offer Dandavat to Srinathji, please offer Dandavat and look up from position of Dandavat only. And that's how you'll derive mercy of Srinathji Maharaj through his beautiful eyes. Because whenever you look at the deity's eyes and deity look at you, they said this is one of the ways the mercy flows to you in the form of darshan. So then coward boys and gopis, they had argument, and you know the argument doesn't reach anywhere because one is in the mode of Sakya and one is mode of conjugal. There is no union in between, so there is no argument and there is no conclusion in the argument. So finally 7 days, of course this is not the only thing happened, there are so many things happened under Govardhan. Krishna for 7 days and seven nights enjoyed the company of all the devotees and all rasas, exchanging beautiful, you know, interactions between all the variety of devotees. So then, after 7 days, Indra came to his senses. His highest power was defeated by the weakest power of Krishna's body, and he understood, he is my supreme master, I am not supreme lord, he is supreme lord, and he has defeated me. So he came down and, you know, he went to Brahaspati, he went to Brahma, then he had to surrender to cow, and then he stopped the rains immediately. And Krishna put the mountain down. All the coward left boys and coward people left to their homes. And Krishna was supervising the damage done by Indra's rains in Brajbhumi. At that time, Surabhi brought Indra, and then all the pardon was done. And then Indra performed the Abhishek. And that Abhishek was seen by coward boys. And they were watching, hiding behind the stones and the trees. And they told the coward man, you know something, so many people came. One man with thousands of eyes on the body, he was there. One man with five heads was there. One man with four heads were there. So many varieties of people, and they didn't believe. These boys are all children, you know, they speak anything. But later on, the coward boys never forgot what they discussed with gopis under mountain of Govardhan. So they went to the gopis. This is local, called as stories, coming down by oral tradition. I may not be able to give you exact reference, but a very wonderful story, and you can in the heart of hearts cross your hearts and think whether it is true or not, but you will come to know that it is true actually. They went to gopis, and the gopis, they were discussing, you were that day telling that because of Radharani's sidelong glances, the whole Govardhan mountain was being lifted by Krishna. The only power that he had in his arms and his own self was only because of Radharani's sidelong glances, Tirpa Kataksha. We want to see now. So they brought Radharani, all the gopis, They all coward boys and coward girls, they went to Govardhan, where Govardhan was situated. And they saw, they told Radharani, Radharani, please show. So Radharani stood at one position and glanced at the bottom of Govardhan. And then she raised her eyesight and the Govardhan went in the sky. And she looked up and Govardhan remained in the sky for a long time. Then the Sakhis asked, shall she keep now the mountain down? The coward boys were amazed to see that she has so much power, not in her arms, just in her eyesight, just the way she looks in her glances, that she lifted Govardhan. Then they immediately accepted the power of Radharani. And then this was kept down. This whole Govardhan Leela is described as Vismaya Leela. Vismaya Leela means most amazing Leela. This discussion went on in Braj for such a long time that we were kept on discussing how this boy lifted, how this boy lifted. So there is something called as Nanda Baitak. You know, Nanda Baitak is a place where Nanda Baitak is there in Mathura also, in Gokul where Krishna was born. Nanda Baitak is in Kamevan for time being, they had shifted there. Nanda Baitak is in Nandagaon also. Everywhere there is Nanda Baitak. This is a place where all the elderly coward men will come together and discuss daily Krishna's pastimes, enjoy them, laugh and roll on the ground and also discuss about dangers on Krishna and also discuss about strategies, what we can do about. So one day they all gathered and they just couldn't. This was so much discussion was going on. How this 7-year-old boy can lift Govardhan like this? Such a big mountain. You know, it's a very unique mountain. In the form of peacock, the spread is more than the length, tall. You know, you can see that. 100 crores was the spread. The length of the mountain. 100 crore yojanas. And the height was 50 crore yojanas. But the spread was bigger than the height. How can one small boy lift like this? So you tell me, Nanda Maharaj. Tell us, Nanda Maharaj. What is the secret? Nanda Maharaj was already told by Gargamuni, do not disclose the ceremony of name keeping to anybody because it will cause danger at that time. So, it was kept confidential that Nanda Maharaj never told anybody that he had called Gargamuni and he had done the ceremony in cowshed and he had kept the name, Jata Karma was done, Kundali was made, his future was discussed, his past was discussed, all this wonderful discussion, the Leela, was not told to anybody except for the only family members. And suddenly when this question was put in front of Nanda Maharaj, in the spur of the moment, Nanda Maharaj immediately said, yes, yes, Gargamuni had told everything. Gargamuni had come and he had kept name and that time he had said, this boy will lift Govardhan. He is supreme personality of Godhead. In the past he has killed Ravan and Kumbhakarna. In the previous life he has killed Hiranyakashipu and he had done so many pastimes. Now he is in this color. Previous lifetime he was that color. He just blurted out everything which was supposed to be a secret. It happens not to us sometimes. Some secrets are there. After many years of keeping that secret, we forget that it is a secret. And then we open that to somebody in a casual discussion and, oh, I was not supposed to tell these things, you know. Some secrets are buried even after death of people, but suddenly it comes out sometimes. Like that, Nanda Maharaj, in the spur of the moment, spoke all these things. And that surprised the coward man. They said, you, Nanda, you are such a useless person that you have kept all this secret from us. You call us if your brother from your caste, from your community, and you have not even called us for the name-keeping ceremony of your beautiful son, we cast you away from the community. They all left Chaurasya Khamba immediately and went to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And they told Vrishabhanu Maharaj, you are close friend, you are also authority in Brajbhumi. You must immediately outcast Nanda Maharaj and his full family from our community. We just cannot tolerate this kind of nonsense behavior of calling oneself friend and not inviting us for a very important ceremony. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj said that, see, the times were difficult. I know Nanda's situation was so difficult. Demons were coming again and again. How difficult it was. So it was instructed by Gargamuni himself. So he was under the order of Brahmanas. Brahmanas are supposed to guide us and we are supposed to follow the instructions. And he followed. For the sake of Krishna and Balaram, he followed. Please forgive him. He said, you are siding Nanda Maharaj. We outcast you also. Please. Get out of the caste, you and Nanda, both friends, get out of the community of coward men. And some of the coward men, they got alarmed by this serious dividery activity. You know, this is a very serious activity. The whole united coward community is now getting divided because of somebody's anger and somebody's upsurge and somebody's lack of understanding of the situations at that time. So some coward men stood and said, hey, don't talk about Vrishabhanu Maharaj being outcasted. His Mahapratapi daughter Radharani, because of her power, today you are peaceful in Nandagaon Barsana. Do you know? No demons come here. By whose power? So at that time, in the discussion of Vismay Leela, this pastime was discussed. I don't want to go in detail, time is not there. This pastime was discussed that how Kamsa personally came to Barsana to search for Krishna Balaram. When he entered the area of Nandagaon, Barsana, Jawad area, he became a woman. And then he remained a woman for 6 months. You know, collecting cow dung, gathering cow dung, making cow dung cakes, drying them, collecting them in the tokri basket, carrying them on a head. And by the way, all this while, he was in the form of a gopi called Kamsini Gopi. And 6 months he cried and cried and cried in tears that he had to become this kind of situation. He was Chakravarti Samrat. His glories are described in previous chapters of Garga Samhita, how glorious and how Digvijay Kamsa was. And he had come alone by that time. So he was so miserable. How will he go back? He didn't go back. And coward girls clapped and clapped and clapped their hands regularly, enjoyed that Kamsa has become a gopi and he is doing all these activities. If you and me, suppose, get this opportunity, you will feel this is a perfection of our life. This is what we are aiming for. The coward girls are engaging us in the most wonderful service. But Kamsa's consciousness was viparit, unfavorable. That is why even though in one guise he had achieved the perfection of his life of becoming a gopi in Barsana under the coward girls of Radharani, he was crying and crying and crying and feeling it was miserable for him. And then Radharani had forgiven Kamsa because Kamsa fell flat on the feet of Radharani. And Kirtida Maiya was there with Radharani that time. She said, hey, Chakravarti Samrat, Kamsa is falling at your feet. Please forgive him now. You know, it's enough of punishment for him. So she said, you take bath in Kishori Kund. That time they were in Jawat, in Kishori Kund. And jump in that, take bath, you will achieve the form of male again. And never return again. If you ever return again, you will permanently become a woman here. And I will not give you any concession. So he jumped in the given clothes, became a man and ran from there straight to Mathura, not even turned back. What if the girl changes her mind? So this was described by some coward men to those angry coward men about Vrishabhanu Maharaj. It is he who is the father of that Mahapratapi Radharani, by whose mercy to you and me Nandagaon Barsana are free from demons coming regularly and daily and disturbing us. Do you read any story of demons coming in Barsana or Nandagaon? No. After this, nothing happened. So then all the coward men got cooled down. They understood that it is because of Radharani that we are free from all demoniac atrocities. And this Radharani is daughter of Vrishabhanu. And this Vrishabhanu is close friend of Nanda Maharaj. And because of their position and their situation in Nandagaon Barsana, all of us are living very happily. They are our leaders. So they got cooled down. And everything was forgiven and there was no outcasting of Nanda and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So this particular situation, you can understand that the glory of Nandagaon Barsana is so unusual and unparalleled. The Krishna and Balaram and Radharani and gopis, they perform the most secret, confidential, innermost antaranga pastimes over there. And that is why the atmosphere was created. And all this was described in the discussions about Vismay Leela, about Govardhan. All this began from discussion about Govardhan, how Krishna is most wonderful. So, we congratulate all of you that the beautiful chapter of Govardhan Puja is beginning. You can relish every verse about Krishna's wonderful activity of lifting Govardhan, how much he loved Govardhan, how much gopis appreciated Govardhan. Gopis are topmost devotees of Krishna and they are saying, he is the Haridas warrior. He is the topmost of all topmost devotees. When they say that, you can imagine Sri Govardhan's glories. And Sri Govardhan is non-different from Vishnu. When Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, they were cursed by Sati Anasuya to become stones. So Brahma became stone in Barsana as Brahmachal Shiva became stone in Nandgaon as Nandishwara, and Vishnu became stone in Vrindavan as Govardhan Mountain. And thus we have Sevak Bhagwan, Sri Govardhan, present in Sri Brajbhumi, and Govardhan and Jamuna are the inseparable ingredients of the existence of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Without Govardhan and Jamuna, Sri Vrindavan is incomplete. Sri Krishna and Radharani are incomplete. Their pastimes are incomplete. Their love is incomplete because they need this environment, atmosphere, ambience of Sri Govardhan and Jamunaji always next to them so that they can express their innermost joys and love and expressions of the love for each other through pastimes only in their company. So you can imagine in Goloka, he is called as Chatashranga Parvata when he was born out of the chest of Krishna as a sprout. He was named as Chatashranga. Then he was called as Govardhan when he came down. So Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki. And also we are going to go to Yatra and experience the presence of Govardhan in our association of devotees there. So I wish you all the best so that you can draw the maximum essence of consciousness from Sri Giriraj of servitude, how one should serve Krishna in the most pristine consciousness. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, any comments, you would like to try to answer. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki.